doing this, and I could get fired for this, but I'm giving it to you right now, just a few seconds early. It's democracy. They always give me the words that people can't spell. Democracy, D-E-M-O-C-R-A-C-Y, right? Yeah, democracy. That's the key word, all right? Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN, use the text to send the keyword in. And the keyword again is democracy for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, democracy. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour, so till 8 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock this morning, Cindy Huber's got a brand new word for you. I'm Don Rosen, 7 o'clock on the Noggin. Let's check out the news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his trip to the Middle East to make the case for the U.S. ceasefire plan that's now been approved by the U.N. Security Council.
I met with Prime Minister Netanyahu last night, and he reaffirmed his commitment to the proposal.
Speaking in Tel Aviv today, Blinken says a key piece of the agreement is still missing.
We're waiting to see. Everyone has said yes. Except for Hamas.
The UN Human Rights Office is citing possible war crimes by both Israeli forces and armed Palestinian groups in connection with last Friday's raid that freed four hostages in Gaza. Chinese police say a 55-year-old suspect has been arrested in a stabbing attack on four U.S. academics.
The educators from Cornell College in Iowa are in northeast China on a teaching exchange program. They were visiting a local temple when they were attacked by a man with a knife. China's foreign ministry says it appears this was a random incident. The injured were all taken to a nearby hospital. None has life-threatening injuries. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Chinese officials say a tourist there of Chinese origin was also injured when they tried to help. Officials in Malawi say they've found the wreckage of a plane carrying the country's vice president and nine other people, and there are no survivors. The aircraft disappeared in bad weather yesterday. Photographs show army personnel standing on a foggy slope near the debris. The jury begins its first full day of deliberations at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Delaware this morning. CBS's Scott McFarlane from the courthouse in Wilmington.
The jury here spent about an hour deliberating before the judge sent them home to return at 9 a.m. Eastern time. That was after about 3 hours of closing arguments and a six-day trial.
To Miami now, where a man is accused of shooting a worker at an apartment complex before setting the building on fire. CBS's Jared Hill.
73-year-old Juan Francisco Figueroa faces multiple charges. Authorities say he shot 31-year-old building employee Feder Biot and then lit the blaze. It took 126 firefighters 8 hours to get the three-alarm inferno under control. The city's first three-alarm fire in more than two decades.
The shooting victim and dozens of others were rescued. Not everyone is excited about Apple's new plans to incorporate OpenAI in some of its most popular products.
Siri determines that ChatGPT might have good ideas for this.
Elon Musk says he'll ban Apple devices at his companies, make employees check their iPhones at the door if Apple makes good with the partnership, calling it an unacceptable security violation. S&P futures are down 13. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukegan woman accused of running over a man in Kenosha and causing his death was in court yesterday. 37-year-old Sheila Tannen was charged for her involvement in a fatal hit-and-run on Saturday night. The 52-year-old victim, Troy Wolfgart, was struck and dragged for nearly 5 blocks before being pronounced dead at the scene. Tannen, believed by police to be under the influence of marijuana, faces charges including homicide by vehicle while under the influence, hit-and-run resulting in death, and driving without a license. The result of the recall Robin Voss effort won't be revealed for several weeks. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is delaying the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The results of the new numbers won't come out until the commission meets on June 27th. That decision was made in Madison yesterday. The Recall Voss Committee says they've returned 9,000 signatures. The commission's deadline to respond to the recall petition and Foss's challenge is June 28th. Pride Day in Racine will be on a Sunday. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. The celebration will take place from noon to 2 that day at City Hall. It's lucky number 13 for the Red Devils. It's been 13 years since Mary D. Bradford High School in Kenosha won a state title in sports. The drought came to an end over the past weekend with the Red Devils softball team winning the state tournament in Madison. They beat Milton in that title game. A parade will be held tomorrow on Kenosha's north side. The Bradford football team won a state championship back in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
A big win for the Brewers' Colin Ray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. Right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just 3 hits over 7 innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL. 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers minicamp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us not having a number one guy, a true number one guy. But I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com. WRJN
weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers, a high of 75. A few showers or thunderstorms tonight, we'll see a low of 60. For Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 85. For Wednesday night, a scattered storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low of 66. Showers in 86 Thursday.
It's 48 at our studios.
I am halfway through my 20s, and I am done. Oh, my God, I'm sick of my 20s. I'm so sick of people telling me to enjoy them. They're not fun. They are 10 years of asking yourself, will I outgrow this, or is it a problem? Like, is this a phase or a demon? I just need to know. Like, am I fun or should I go to a meeting? Someone help me. And people get upset when I complain about being young. I had a woman come up to me after a show furious. She's like, you should really appreciate this time of your life because someday you're going to have a family like me and you're really going to miss it. I'm like, where are your kids buried? I'm just trying to get to my car, ghost of Christmas future. And if you're sitting there going, Taylor, you should be grateful. I miss my 20s. No, you don't. What you miss is a time in your life where you didn't have a lot of responsibilities because nobody expected anything from you. You have no intuition, no instincts. You can't make decisions, only mistakes. That's why you're thin in your 20s. You don't have a gut to listen to yet. There's no mystic bad feeling under your ribs going, hey, maybe don't date a DJ again.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just. me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to part. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Don't let on. Don't say she's broke my heart. I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Don't let on. Don't say she's broke my heart. I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. That's the Hermit's Hermits at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Melissa Caprillion is here, our alder, and also a million other jobs she's involved in. I don't know how you find all this time to help people. I'm very selfish. So,
well, good morning.
I don't like to help people. Anyway, good morning. Before we get to the Kenosha Food Bank, which is your latest venture, you're the second district alderman, right? No.
No.
Fifth.
I'm the fifth.
Fifth. Okay, because I get confused.
How about the county seat, Don? You got that one?
Oh, that's right. You're also on the county board. That's right. I forgot about that. I just met your boss the other day.
Oh?
Yeah.
All my constituents showed up here?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's your boss. I met the county executive the other day. Nice. And I think I met him before because when I introduced myself, he said, yeah, we know each other. Really? What? When did I meet you? I know I met you somewhere, Mr. Delagrave. Yeah, he was at a, we were at a dedication. Where the first cavalry put a granite stone at Pershing Park. So he was out there with the mayor.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yes, so you are on the county board. You're an alder. And now you are with the Kenosha, executive director of the Kenosha Food
that's
Bank.
That's right. That's right.
And you found time to come in here. Actually, you didn't because you got to leave here to go to a meeting. So
I
we
do,
got
but I'm
early.
Here. I'm present.
Yeah, you are present. That's very good. With a smile on your face. So let's talk about the alder job first. Anything going on we should know about in the Now, the second district is what now? Where is that bordered?
Well, the second district is way over on the south side of Racine. I'm actually in the fifth district, Don.
Second district. Fifth district.
Yeah, no. So
this is why I'm not involved in government. I'd be screwing it up.
Oh,
you're in the fifth district.
I've got it straight. So that's where it matters, as long as I have it straight. You know, really, the only things that have been coming in, you know, the weather's been warming up. So people are enjoying their music in their cars. They're enjoying
It was 47 degrees when I got up this morning.
Oh, that's this morning. So that's good. I'm assuming, you know, if I've got this right, after the 14 years that I've been serving, it seems like the warm weather puts just a little bit more weight on your driver's foot. It just makes people speed a little bit more. And for whatever reason, that is what sparks my constituents to call me. As if I have a radar gun and a ticket pad, which I do not have either of those things. Oh, but
I'll tell you something. I would never want to be a cop in my entire life because I just think it's I would never want to deal with the public. But I do want to deal with tailgaters and people who speed on Main Street. I want to get those people.
You see, you make my point. But I will say, the thing about speeding, honestly, it's a hard thing. They've passed. So even if they were to call me and I'd come run into their house in that very second, that speeder would already be passed, right? And so it's just a fleeting thing that for whatever reason, it lingers with inside of the psyche and it just eats people. So they get so angry.
So I live in the 4th District. Yeah. But you're in the 5th District.
I am in the 5th District.
So where does that border? Where?
So it's a hard thing. I always say it's near the zoo. The zoo used to be within my
district. Oh, you're right up the
road for me. Yeah, okay. It used to be in my district. However, now, because of redistricting, it's been removed. And so that is where my fellow colleague, David Mack, now covers that district. So he has the zoo, but I'm just basically right across the street, a few blocks over, and my border lines are very jagged.
Did you hear those cars going down Main Street? My wife looked it up, and there's a device they buy for their cars that gives them that loud noise. So it sounds like backfiring, and it is loud. And it's the same cars. I recognize them when I see them. They're very low to the ground.
Yeah.
And they are loud. So is there anybody doing anything about it?
Well, Don, let's put this in perspective, right?
She said, I plan to come in here just to have a nice little chat about the Kenosha Food Bank, and now you're making accusations against my job.
No. You know what? It is so common. But look at when you're a toddler and you sit and you push every single button, you have toys that make noise. There's something that's thrilling within your youth about hearing sound. And then when you start to age, noise starts to become more piercing, even though we're losing our hearing.
I think I'm being called an old coot.
Sorry, I fall probably in that too. My head turns when I'm hearing that. But I have younger siblings. I have younger children who don't even blink an eye when they hear those loud noises, right? It's like, oh, cool, right? And I still have an 11-year-old who sits, he brought a recorder home from school. It must have been in his desk. He is blowing on that thing everywhere, in my car, everywhere we are going. He won't drop that recorder. And I'm thinking, oh, it's getting to me. But they love noise. So I am assuming those who are driving those really loud cars has youth in them. Yeah, so not that aged.
I thought there were noise ordinances.
Oh, such a hard thing.
I know they're not for motorcycles. Motorcycles are allowed to make all the noise they want.
Yeah, but okay. The health department is the one who has those gauges. So it's not like the health department is out at every corner gauging cars and then able to have the ability to stop the cars from speeding, right? So that's where public safety comes in hand. And I know it's a quality of life issue, so I don't try to discredit it. But if you see a pattern, so here's my suggestion to those who are listening. If you live on Main Street, if you live anywhere, if you see a pattern at a certain time, because if a car is taking your route at the same time every day, then start making note of that car. Call that car in. You have the license plate. That way you can tell the officers there's this car at 5 o'clock in the morning. He is always blaring by, or the music is on, or the car is loud, because then they will be able to be present when that car is present, irritating you.
Can I put stop sticks out?
I am not going to encourage, yes.
Those are the things that police use to catch runaway cars when people are in a high pursuit chase. They put these stop sticks out. They puncture the tires, so they slowly go down.
So, Don, we would be able then to really have public safety talk to you, because those are standing, they're not fleeting. We know where you are. So
I don't want to be, quick story. Back in, I think it was 1970, 1969, when Easy Rider came out, I was going through New England. My parents were on vacation, a little kid, going on vacation, and there were these motorcycles, like in a big group, going down this small little rural road. And we saw this old couple sitting on the porch. And when the motorcycles came by, they stood up shaking their heads. And my father makes fun of everybody, and he was doing it in a New England accent. Look at those noisy people. Those are the troublemakers. You know, the ones from that movie picture we saw. You know, I don't want to be that couple. Oh, I don't want to be Orville sitting on the Orville. Here come those troublemakers. You know, the ones from the movie picture. I don't want to be that person. And that's what I think I've become. Uh-huh. I've gone out there. My next door neighbor is great at this because she is involved in everything. She has her face outside that thing. She's got her nose in it. She's like Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched. I know you don't watch TV, but you know who Gladys?
Yeah, I do.
Gladys Kravitz was the nosy neighbor in Bewitched. That's what she is. And I keep calling her, Gladys, what'd you say? But she knows everything going on. And, you know, it's not a big deal. It's just one of those things that, you know.
We can appreciate those.
But it's dangerous because there are little kids and...
Everybody goes to those extreme end of things, Don. But I will say this. With motorcycles, I prefer a loud motorcycle than a quiet one, just for road safety. You can hear them coming, and that way you know whether you're driving, you know to be attuned, because our eyes typically go for two headlights rather than one, right? So you know where they're located, where they are. So I prefer a louder motorcycle than a quiet one.
Melissa, here come those troublemakers. You know that movie picture we saw, the Hell's Angels picture? Here they come, Melissa. All right. We've got Alder Melissa Caprillion here. We're going to talk about the Kenosha Food Bank coming up.
Perfect.
I don't think we'll have any arguments.
It's all good.
All right, that's good. All right, that's coming up here. WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Keep it here.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Alder and I guess, what's county board member? Is that
county supervisor?
County supervisor. County board supervisor, Melissa Caprillion, is here. And we spelled her name wrong on our Facebook page. And I told you it was the person in Madison that did it. And I actually looked back. It was my fault. You know why?
Thanks for confessing.
Because I speak this stuff into my phone. And that's the way it's spelled when I spoke it in there. From now on, I can't speak your name. The name that cannot be spoken, I have to.
It's my name. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about, before we get to the county supervisor position and what's wrong with the county, what's going on with the Kenosha Food Bank? You were named executive director since last time we spoke. You were to be. Now you are. So what's this job entail? Just making sure people are fed and they have a, you have a big bank of food?
That's very simply putting it, for sure. But it's really more so about equitable disbursement of food. So there's a lot of food pantries. So it's about servicing those food pantries so they can get it to those that are in need or have food scarcity issues or insecurity issues. And it's about pulling in all the distribution of food. So a bank, just like as you would think of a bank, as it holds all the money and you have all these consumers and customers, the same thing with a bank. And right now, Kenosha has not had a food bank like Racine has. So it's a total different climate and culture around food in both neighboring communities. And it's really looking at how can we service the people and those who are in need better. And through studies and through some work, it was decided that a food bank is needed in Kenosha to better access food for those in need.
What brought you to that? Now, you don't do these nice things for people. I mean, this is a nice job to have. It sounds like a job that's always going to be a pain in the neck. It just sounds like that to me.
Really? To me, I feel like it's...
I know you're helping people, and it gives you a good feeling to help people. But it just sounds like you're dealing with a lot of bureaucracy at these places, and it just would drive me crazy.
You know what? There's some truth in that statement, but I guess I've been conditioned, so I don't really blink an eye at that.
Jeez.
And, you know, I'm more looking at it as strengthening the community. So, yeah, there's a good thing feeling like, yes, you can help somebody put food on the table so they can focus on other needs that they have. But I really believe it's about strengthening the community, not only for now. I say this as this food bank, I feel like I'm planting an oak tree seed. And you know how long it takes for an oak tree to be mature. And so that's what I'm working on. It's foundational work for the food bank in Kenosha because they've never had one before.
Oh, this is the first?
This is the first.
Oh, so how does it work? People donate food. And where does this food, where do you store it?
So, beautiful story. The Racine and the Kenosha Food Bank are together. We have a partnership. And so when I go to the office, I'm sitting inside the Racine County Food Bank. And when we get food donations in, it's about dispersing now to the food pantries. And how beautiful when you get a big shipment, let's just say, of fresh melon or fresh tomatoes, you want to get them out.
You have to get them out fast.
Yeah. And so now we can share our resources, and whether Kenosha gets them in or Racine gets them in, we can share them across the pantries between Racine and Kenosha.
Well, that's nice. So this is just for people who live in the city of Kenosha or Kenosha County?
Kenosha County. It's the Kenosha County Food Bank.
Look at you doing this. How did that job come around?
You know, I wasn't looking. As you know, I'm a very busy person, but I don't get on the internet and scroll social media that much, but I was on LinkedIn and I saw a post from back in January. It was March, and it was highlighting for a food bank in Kenosha. And I happened to call Dan Tavakowski at the Racine Food Bank. I was just curious. I was curious of the climate in Kenosha. I said, what's going on with Kenosha? Do they have executive director of the food bank? You know, what's the climate? And he happened to tell me at that time a person had who they had lined up to take the seat decided to back out, and it opened the door for me and the possibility. So I chewed on it for a moment and decided, hey, yeah,
you know, I'm glad there are people like you. I really am, because people need to be taken care of. Not everybody is lucky enough to have a job and be able to function in the world.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people can't function. I've seen them, and we got to eat.
Every day, every person.
You got to eat. You know, I even when I speak to people at the zoo or the safari, the Lake Geneva Safari, he says, you know, we're open a few months a year, but the animals have to eat year round. We can't, you know, just because we're closed to the public, we can't just say, all right, we'll feed you back when we open up back in May. It doesn't work like that. The animals have to eat year round. Same thing with the zoo. You know, a lot of people don't come in the winter, but animals got to eat.
That's exactly
right. People got to eat.
People have to eat. So it's one of those things that we eat so much that we often don't think about. We just assume we're eating the next day. We assume we're eating the next day after that and that. But, you know, there are people who do have to think about that every second of the day.
I know. Where's my next meal coming from?
Where's my next meal?
You know, and real quick before we take a break here, on Facebook, I see these pictures from the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And they have these people, they just, they live in squalor. They look, they have these like six kids. All the kids are filthy, wearing rags. And I say, I don't know if I'd survive doing that. I don't know how I would have made it going through the Great Depression, living in West Virginia, in the Appalachian Mountains. I don't know how I would have survived. Even not living in the Oklahoma and during the Great Dust Bowl. How do you survive that stuff? I mean, I get upset when, what do you mean the suit? What do you mean they don't have that in? When's the truck coming in to drive? What do you mean you don't have it? I mean, I got to come back tomorrow? You know, and that's the way I am.
What a luxury.
What do you mean this milk expires in a week? Oh, I'm not buying this milk. You know, and that's the way I am. And you got to remember there are people not as fortunate as I am, and I'm very lucky.
Right.
Melissa Caprillion is here, Alder, County Board Supervisor, and now Executive Director of the Kenosha Food Bank. It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. You know all about that, right? Download the Civic Media app. It's free at the Apple Store or also on Google. And download it and hit WRJN. And this hour, I want you to download this name. I want you to type it and text it for your chance to win some great prizes, including the Wisconsin Dells Prize Pack. We've also got Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. It'll be a finalist for our grand prizes, a Lake House getaway, a trip to Door County, or escape to Lake Geneva. I like that. All right. Here's this hour's keyword. It's democracy. You know how to spell it? D-E-M-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Is that right? Did that spell it right there? Okay, good. All right. Democracy, that's our keyword. So download the Civic Media app and use that text button. Go to WRJN, text the word democracy this hour, and you'll be in the running for great prizes, all right? We got a few more minutes with Melissa. It's 7:32 at WRJN. It's news time.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A decision to delay has been made in the review of recall signatures for Robin Voss. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided to delay the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss until its next meeting on June 27th. The decision was made during the commission's meeting yesterday. Voss claims some of the signatures are invalid and that his opponents won't succeed. The Recall Voss Committee claims to have submitted 9,000 signatures. The commission's deadline to respond to the recall petition and Voss's challenge is not until June 28th. According to the criminal complaint, the man hit by a car and killed Saturday in Kenosha was stuck underneath the vehicle for several blocks. 36-year-old Sheila Tannen of Waukegan allegedly struck Troy Wolgefart while making a turn near Sheridan Road and 60th Street. She continued driving for nearly half a mile. Tannen was in court yesterday for an initial appearance. She faces charges including homicide by vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance, hit and run resulting in death, and driving without a license. School funding issues are everywhere, and officials in Burlington want some help finding solutions. The Burlington Area School District was seeking community input through a survey to address its growing budget shortfall. Despite staff reductions, increased class sizes, and other cost-cutting measures, the district still faces financial challenges for the upcoming school year. The district is reviewing those survey answers, and they say they're trying to find potential solutions to balance the budget. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Water. It's one of those simple elements, but for baby calves, you can't take it for granted. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And as we look at the weather forecast for later this week, temperatures are expected to rise into the 80s. Trying to help baby calves compensate for that change in temperatures is really an important function for water. That's according to Allison Pfau. She's one of our regional University Extension dairy specialists in southeast Wisconsin, and she's focused focusing in on not just how much water baby calves should have, but the quality of water they should have.
In one of the articles that I make, the water, they have like 70% of water in their body. Mm-hmm. So they really need water for just make another different functions, like biological functions and physiological functions that they require. And if it's no water available or like good water available for them, well, the development of these animals is going to be impact in that, and we are not going to have a good animals in the future.
Allison Pfau, she is a bilingual regional dairy educator with University Extension in southeast Wisconsin. She said if you do not give baby calves good quality, clean water in ample supplies, it will manifest itself in things like diarrhea. Markets in overnight electronic trade. Right now, it looks like soybeans are the soft commodity on a Tuesday. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compere Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compere.com today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
On Monday, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter to 196 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese up 5 1/4 cents to 189 and three quarters. AA butter on Monday dropped another penny and a quarter, still at 308 a pound. The July Class 3 milk going into cheese up 3 right now, 2064 a hundredweight. December corn's currently up 2 at 470. November soybeans are down 2 at 1157. And July wheat, 3.5 higher right now, 611 a bushel. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers, a high of 75. A few showers or thunderstorms tonight, we'll see a low of 60. For Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 85. For Wednesday night, a scattered storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low of 66. Showers and 86 Thursday.
Currently, 53 degrees.
We're very trusting of elevators. We're like, what is this, a casket on a string? Let's hop on. I don't know how it works, but if it shakes, we'll giggle. We giggle because we realize no one's driving the elevator. We're like, we're all gonna die. So we press one of these buttons or climb through the trap door in the ceiling that leads to every Bruce Willis movie. What do we do? We also giggle because there's no talking on an elevator, right? You get on an empty elevator, you and a friend, and you're like, I'll tell you later. It's like a den of awkwardness. You just stand there like, are we supposed to kiss? What are we doing? It's very strange. Not as awkward as a stairwell. You ever been in an abandoned stairwell by yourself? You encounter strangers coming the other way. There's always that moment where you meet eyes. You're like, if you don't rape me, I won't rape you. What are you doing in this? What am I doing in this? Are we in an episode of Law and Order?
Traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named
at 7:41 at WRJN. Alder Melissa Caprillion is here. She is also County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprillion. And now she's Executive Director Melissa Caprillion of the Kenosha Food Bank. Well, you make me look like a slacker.
You are nothing like that. You help bring light to it. So we all have our role.
Just a dopey disc jockey on the radio. Okay, so let's talk about the county quickly now, sure, because we haven't talked about that. The big thing in the county, obviously, Foxconn is... Are they going to be no longer, or are they still going to have a presence there?
No, they're still there. They're still there. They have a presence.
What do they do?
I'm not sure what they make. We've got to...
I don't think they make anything. I think they make trouble. What? No,
no, no, no. What we were, you know, they've paved the way to something great. So we have to honor that. Microsoft is here. You know, we cherish, I was telling you during our break, you know, we cherish the Johnson's family, how they've invested into Racine. Microsoft has already done that without even opening their doors yet. So we really should respect the path. I always say the birth story of how it comes about. They are here because Foxconn didn't follow through. So I'm going to honor that and honor their birth story and be grateful that Microsoft is here, because not only did they talk about just starting it up with that data center, but there's an expansion. They've already have committed to more, and they've are putting their money too within our community. They're United Way. They're already supporting them.
What are they going to do there? What's Microsoft going to do there?
At their site?
No, at the new site. Yeah, at the Foxconn site.
Well, right now it's just the data center, right, that they're proposing. So anything beyond that is for our public consumption when it comes to be.
Here's the big issue, jobs. How many jobs are they promising, or are they making any promises at all?
I think the data center, they did propose a certain level of jobs, and realize you have a lot of people. I have some friends in Illinois who are coming over the border because there's, you know, they're engineers and they're electricians, and they're already working, and they told me they have like 500 people that are already lined up to come on over and help if we need the help here. So there's going to be a lot of construction jobs and a lot of those in the trades. So
I found out what's going on in that big bubble, that big dome they have there.
You did. Tell us.
Do you know?
Tell me. No, I probably was told.
There's offices
but it
in
went
there.
Out of my...
There's,
yeah,
there's actually offices in there.
It's what like a neat place to work.
It's like four floors of offices and rooms and stuff. In that bubble. I thought it was like a planetarium where you look up at the ceiling. That's what I thought it was.
Every time I drive by, I try to look and see. I'm sure I was told, but, you know, that didn't stick.
Well, don't you have like a secret card you can go in there? You were a county board supervisor.
What? Oh.
Secret pass, you have a secret handshake.
We have no additional power. Not at all. So we just show up for meetings.
You said something interesting to me. I was talking about your boss. Is it the county executive? Is it the mayor? And you said, the voters are my bosses.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
People should remember that.
That they are absolutely my boss.
I think not here locally, but I think when you get into national politics, you know, in Washington, I think they forget that, you know, who's their boss. It's not the person running for president, not the person. It's the voters, your boss.
That's right.
So you don't show allegiance to the president. Well, you show allegiance to the president, but you don't show blind allegiance to anybody except the voters. Because those
exactly
are the people,
right,
you made the promises to, and you can't let us down, because as fast as you got into office, we'll get you out.
That's exactly right. I feel that I have a responsibility. So they entrusted me with the vote to do a certain job, to be present, do my due diligence. And so yeah, I hold that very near and dear to me. Maybe not to, as you say, there's the county executive and the mayor, who people often think oversee those positions, but they really do not. It's the separation. There's a balance, right? You have the legislative branch, the judicial branch, the executive branch of government. So none overseeing the other creates a balance.
And that's good. You sure always never forget who your boss is.
That's right.
I forgot it was me, but I guess I am. Got a question for you here.
Okay.
All right. If you can pick one superpower to have, I'm going to give you a choice here. If you can pick one superpower to have, which would it be? Invisibility, flight, meaning you can fly like Superman, or Iron Man, time travel, teleportation, and the ability to super heal. I think I know what you're going to say. So if you can have one of those, which would it be?
So super heal myself or super heal others?
The ability to super heal. That's all it says. So
well,
I guess
I'm going to interpret that as super healing others. So that's the one I would
choose.
I knew
that was the one you were going to pick. I knew that was the one. I picked time travel.
Wow. I could see that.
Because I want to go back. I want to go back to see my parents.
Yeah.
See all my pets and animals and friends that I lost over the years. I want to sit down and talk to them. You can't change the past. But what was that? Did you hear that noise?
I did. Maybe it was a garbage truck. Is it garbage?
Oh, yeah. In our soundproof room. So that's what I would pick. And all the people would pick, well, I want to be invisible and sneak up on people.
Oh, that's creepy.
And hear what they're saying about me behind my back.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know what people are saying behind my back. I don't need to be invisible.
I don't want to invade privacy.
Yeah. So you would pick super. I knew you'd pick that.
Did you? Yeah. I was teetering, though. There was one right above that. What was it?
It was superhero teleportation. Now that sounds like time travel.
But I'm always late. So I'm not late.
I'd like to
be on time, but I have to be like usually at a place like here. I could stay and enjoy your company longer, but I have to be on the most southern end of Kenosha today. So the teleportation, it sounds very appealing. If I could bring somebody with, because I have an 11-year-old who needs to be places too.
By the way, you can't make deals with these superpowers.
Oh, I can't? No. Okay. I've already negotiated.
It's what it is. Not time travel. I want to go see my pets and my family again.
Oh.
Well, both put it this way. See my family and pets, put it in that. Well, maybe my pets and my family.
See, I worked in hospice, so I don't know. I've seen death and I honor it and I believe that's where it sits.
I know, but I just want to talk to them. I miss my parents.
Anyway,
we're talking. Now I'm going to cry. We're talking to Melissa Caprillion Alder, County Board Supervisor, Executive Director of the Kenosha Food Bank. We have a few more minutes left with her, and then she's got a skedaddle. Keep it right here at WRJN. Real quickly, we forgot. I've got to mention it again here. Our Civic Media Scotty Summer Ticks to win statewide contest. Go to the Civic Media app for some great prizes. Click on WRJN, and the secret password this hour is democracy. You got to say it like they did on the TV show Password. The password is democracy. Type that word in, text it, and you're entered to win some great prizes from Civic Media and WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN. And we got Melissa Caprillion is here. She's got so many different hats she wears. I mean, I don't know how you find the time to do this. I have to watch reruns of Dateline in 2020 and The Office, and I don't have time for helping people like you do. Okay, so you're... We talked about the city. Did we talk about what's going on in the city? Oh, yeah, we talked about the loud cars, and you said leave them alone. Okay, isn't that basically what you said?
Leave me alone. No, just kidding.
Don't bother me with your loud mufflers. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Okay, and we talked about on the county board, the supervisor county board job, talking about Foxconn, not doing basically what they said they were going to do, and now you're thrilled that Microsoft is coming in.
So thrilled.
Okay. Oh, did Bill Gates coming in himself? Are we going to see him or? Did you meet him?
No, I haven't. I really am a nobody, Don. I'm just your neighbor.
You got to vote on the county board. What are you talking about?
I guess it means something at that very moment for the vote, but after it becomes fleeting and there's so much going on.
You're not
going
out to dinner with Bill Gates?
No.
I thought he'd pick up the tab and everything.
You're more connected than I am.
Oh, yeah. I'm connected. Okay, so we talked about that in the Kenosha Food Bank. Let's talk about that again, because that's really important. That's probably more important than any other job you have, because you're helping people have food in their belly. You know, sometimes we see people on the street that are homeless, and we just walk over them. You know, my dad, when he worked in New York City, used to give money to old people if they were sitting and laying on the street. Not young people, but older people he used to do it for. I remember one day he gave a $5 bill, put it on the guy's lap, and the guy started yelling at my father. He said, "I don't need your stinking money. Keep your stinking money." My father said, "Give me back my money." He was yelling at him right in the streets of Manhattan, screaming at him.
Yeah.
And some of them aren't all there. Some of them need mental help in addition to food help. But we just seem to walk by these people on the street. And you see them all the time. You say, "Oh, don't come near me."
Yeah.
You know, and that's a shame, because if it was me, I'd want help.
Yeah, and I'm just going to dig into that just a little bit. You said a whole bunch there. And, you know, how I like to refer to somebody, it's somebody experiencing homelessness, not a homeless person. So somebody experiencing homelessness. And what happens often is it's a very lonely feeling. They're part of our community. So when you're experiencing homelessness, you are in a community. However, you feel very alone and isolated, and you lose your personhood. And so it's very difficult. So think about, you know, I'm sure you've experienced, you've traveled, you've been in different places, and sometimes you have somebody experiencing homelessness as you're eating, will come up to you, interrupt your dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You want something, and it's because they've lost their personhood, right? You're in a survival mode. And you and I were just talking, when we eat, we're not even thinking about what we're going to eat tomorrow. We know we're going to eat tomorrow. We know we're going to eat the next day. But for them, it's survival mode. It's a whole different level of a state where you have to think about your food. And so you remove your humanity, if you will, and you have to put that aside, because now you're meeting your basic needs in life. That's food. And so sometimes you feel uncomfortable because somebody has lost that level. When I say their personhood, and that's like when we can engage in such a way, you're not thinking about your survival needs. You're not thinking about your basic needs right now. I don't think you're thinking about lunch. But, you know, somebody else who's experiencing homelessness has. And it's just a different state to be in. They say, like, when you're intoxicated, when you are under the influence, that's not your natural. You're speaking to a whole different person. And that's the same thing when you're experiencing homelessness or when your basic needs aren't getting met.
You know, I do. Yeah, I give to about 12 to 15 charities every few months. I stack them up and then I put money in the envelopes. And I don't. None of them have to do with homelessness. They have to do with pets, animals, and Boys Town in Nebraska, and also the two disabled vets charities. But maybe I should put a homeless one in there.
And I am happy to send you the food banks link so you can definitely put the food bank in your
But I got
to
do, I put cash in an envelope.
I will take cash. I won't, blink an eye to cash, check, charge.
So if I give you money for the food bank, it won't go in your pocket to go to McDonald's to get a...
Absolutely.
I know you won't. You're an honest person. I know you.
Yeah.
So that's great that you do that. Now, how many more jobs do you think you need?
No. I never look out for jobs. You know, they're kind of like a stray animal, how they just come to you. It's kind of the same thing.
Kind of like radio.
It's just the doors open. But, you know, I have the capacity in life. So to me, all the things that I do marry together, and it's just me living life.
Let's talk about your future. Do you want to go beyond Alder and County Board Supervisor? Do you want to run the county board? Do you want to run the city? Do you want to run the state?
No, I have no aspirations for any of that. And I'll tell you why, Don. And I say this often. It's just if you have a bigger constituent base, your constituents can't touch you. Like right now, every constituent can reach me. And they will hear back from me within a 24-hour period. They know where I live. We're public officials, right? And I'm just part of them, and they're part of me. And I want to always be able to reach my constituents. I have been in my district many times over. I can walk my district within a day, less than a day. That's the way I want to keep it. So I want to keep close. I like that intimate relationship with my constituents.
I can picture you as governor.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you're honest.
Please don't. Well, okay. Well, thank you for that.
You don't want that?
No.
You say that now.
No.
But when they call you up and they say, Melissa, it's time for you to make the trip to Madison. Oh. We need you here.
Oh, no.
You say, but I can't. I go on WRJN every month.
I've got to get this food bank established in Kenosha. That's my goal.
All right. Here's a question. Let's wrap it up with this question here.
Okay.
Is it okay for your friends to help you move? Would you ask friends to help you move? Here's what people said. They said the full-fledged adults should never ask their friends to help them to move and should always hire movers. An online poll found 54% of us think that's fine. That means 46% would ask their friends to help them move. Would you ever...
I want to know the demographics of that.
It's a radio question. I know,
because when you're younger... I mean, I've moved so much, Don. Oh, my goodness, have I moved. And as I got older and older, I had less and less people helping me move. So I can see now where I reach out. Plus, my bones, my friends are older, too. Our bones can't take it. We can't carry the same weight. And we worry about, falling, getting hurt. So that's why I'm wondering about the age of that.
All right, how about this question? If you forgot your cell phone at home and you're pulling your hair out by lunchtime, a new poll found you can only survive 5 hours and 11 minutes without it before you go crazy, without your cell phone. The poll also found the average adult uses their phone for a total of 3 hours, 34 minutes a day. Without it, 38% said they feel totally disconnected. 27% would feel isolated. 25% would feel very lonely without their cell phone. And how far would you have to travel from home before you turned around and went and got your cell phone?
Wow, a block. Really? That is, I wouldn't say it's alarming. I've heard different numbers that are a lot higher than that, but you feel very naked without it. For me, because I have so much in my day, I'm constantly looking at my calendar. I am fearful that I will forget to arrive.
But you got around without it for most of your life, I would assume.
I did, but when you age, your responsibilities mount on top of, and then plus your capacity isn't always there. So your cognition, plus you're taking on so much more. So, and I have no geographical sense, so I used it to get here this morning, Don. I know where it is, but I want to take the fastest route to get here. I know, just shake your head at me.
All right. Even I know how to get here without a GPS.
I know how to get here without a GPS.